Hi, I'm Alice.
Hi, I'm Justin.
And you're listening to the Otterly Allison podcast. Who knows what we'll talk about?
Wolf, that's like a security firm.
Oh, Arctic Wolf.
Arctic Wolf. Arctic Wolf. Yeah, that's what I thought it was at first.
Nice. No, it's my company, Flow Wolf.
Oh, your own company.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I should let Allison introduce you, because I'm about to start asking questions.
All right. So this is Andy Gallimore, my former boss, one of my most favorite bosses of all time from many years ago. He believed in me, others didn't. So it's his fault I'm successful. So Andy is now the CEO and something else of Flow Wolf, like owner.
Yeah. Co-founder, president, CRO.
Yes. And tell us what Flow Wolf does.
Well, interestingly, you know, Flow Wolf is a ServiceNow partner. But I really ended up leaving ahead and started Flow Wolf because I wanted to be a partner in the space, but not just do implementations. I wanted to have product development. And so Flow Wolf, one of our first orders of business when we started the company was we bought the company Sales One, which is the CRM CPQ.
Oh, yes, I know them.
So yeah, so we bought, I worked with Jared and Ali and team for years as a partner, and you know, ended up working with them to acquire the company. So they're part of Flow Wolf now, and Sales One is a product under the Flow Wolf brand. We've built some other products, and we're going to work on trying to bring some things to market. We're an implementation partner as well, but for the most part, our focus has been that of, you know, bringing solutions and strategy to the platform.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Very nice to meet you, yeah.
Nice to meet you as well.
Allison has had nothing but glowing things to say. In fact, Allison, isn't this the one responsible for your CMA?
Yes, the only one who congratulated me at that company.
I don't know that I'm responsible. I'm pretty sure she did all the work herself. I just made sure I enabled greatness.
I'll say, you listened to my deck how many times?
That's the sign of a good manager, though, is someone who listens and supports.
He wasn't my manager at the time.
Oh, no?
No, he had abandoned me.
Yeah.
And left me.
I moved into sales.
We've been trying to get her over to sales since she started here, but nope, she won't do it.
You don't want me in sales.
No, sales is a unique beast. So, but yeah, I ended up moving into sales and gave up the practice, and but stayed tight with most of the key people, and then we actually lost a lot of people out of the practice when I left and moved into sales. Yeah. So, from there, Ahead bought Round Tower, and I had no dealings other than sales, basically, at that point.
Yeah.
So, but I'm also responsible probably for her roadmap planning.
Maybe.
And if, we'll talk about that too. That's one of our other products. I actually built it on the system. So,
you know, really?
You guys could utilize that.
I know. In Sales One or ServiceNow?
In ServiceNow. Yeah. 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 It's just a custom app built on Agile Team.
Nice. You don't use the APM roadmaps?
Well, so the problem is most customers don't use APM.
That's true.
And then the other problem is if they are using it, they're not necessarily using it for ServiceNow specifically enhancements.
So playing from Pixel 7
built
Pro.
This to help them basically build their ServiceNow roadmap exclusive to the platform.
Nice.
So, it's been fun.
I think one of my favorite Andy stories is one of our biggest customers was one of our top golf brands that he is currently wearing a direct competitor of, and he wore it to their headquarters during a sales call, and they gave him so much crap.
CIO wanted to kick me out.
Wow.
Yeah, they called him Callaway Gallimore forever.
So I, the funniest part was I walked in, no one told me a Cushnet. No one told me that was Titleist, and I had no idea. I mean, I love golf, but I had no idea that that was the company. So I walk in wearing my, you know, Callaway pullover, and the CIO looks at me and goes, "Get out." I was like, what? What are you talking about? Get out. And he's like, get out. He's like, you're going to wear a competitor in here. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he pointed to it. And obviously by then I had caught on. So I ripped it off. And underneath, I'm wearing a Nike Golf. And I'm like, I can't take any more off. I'm either going to have to leave or be, you know, half naked here. So
yeah, do a Josh Brolin, yeah.
Yeah, they since Nike Golf really kind of went away, they let me just stay with the Nike on.
Nice.
That account really was lost on me because they had like one day I was there. They were like, we have Scotty cameras at a fireside sale for $30. I'm like, oh, my gosh, for a putter, that's so expensive.
Yeah.
And they were like, go away.
$250 to $375 later. Yeah. And now since then, I've become a huge golfer. And I, you know, I know all of their products now because my son makes me buy them. And I wish that they were still my client at this point.
Get a discount. Yeah. I would be in the same boat as you other than, or except for the fact that I don't do golf at all. So I would probably say something stupid that would get me kicked out for not understanding the context.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately the account team left me because at that time I was still in the practice and the account team gave me no indication, no notes of what this company did. They just said, hey, go talk to them. They want service now. Okay.
It was amazing.
Is this the same one, Allison, that you got? Okay. The same one you told me about where you had a discount or whatever.
Yeah, I got David some irons.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
At a very nice discount.
Yeah, no, I got some shoes at half price. They were going to give me clubs at one point, but, yeah, again, my son wasn't old enough then to take advantage of, apparently. So.
Now, is Flow Wolf coming to Knowledge?
I will be at Knowledge. I don't know that we're sponsoring at this point. You know, I don't know if I'm supposed to say on these recordings, but I don't know. I've struggled with the value sometimes of the sponsorships. I've sponsored a few times, and I don't know. I find it very valuable to meet with people and take them to lunch and just entertain and kind of dialogue with people more naturally than standing at a booth where random people come up and say hi and you're not sure what to say.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Booth babe all weekend.
Yeah, yeah. No one wants to see this all day standing at a booth.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Andrew. That as a customer, I never really paid attention to the sponsorships, and then as a partner now, I'm kind of like my name probably means more than my company's name at this point in the community. So I'd rather go socialize with people and talk rather than tout cross views or something like that. So
yeah, and it feels pitchy, and again, even though I'm a sales guy, I'm not a big pitcher. I'd rather just
that's
have a
baseball
casual... what's that?
that's baseball.
That's true. I know. I actually was a pitcher, but I was really slow, so I got rocked. But from a sales pitch perspective, it feels a little unnatural because you feel like you're saying the elevator speech rather than just having a conversation about what's going on in your environment. What do you wish ServiceNow did that it doesn't for you, right? So I find those conversations way more valuable.
Now, I have a question that Allison's going to hate me asking, but where do you guys build your flows? Do you build it in the workflow editor or in Flow Designer?
Is that a,
there's only one right answer.
Well, I think it's a combination of everything, right? I personally, I think there were some limitations with Flow Designer early on. I hear, I'm not the deep techie guy, but I hear it's gotten a lot better in the last couple years. So, you know, I think more of it is going to that because of the ties in, obviously, to the integration hub and that type of thing. But I will say in my early days before Flow Designer worked, I like the visual workflow editors.
See, it's not just me,
but,
and the only right answer is to build on Flow Designer. That doesn't mean I have to like it.
It's true. It is true. I mean, you miss a lot of obviously the stuff that they're trying to push now, especially the integration hub looks, but
Yeah. And you can't build new ones anymore.
Oh, really? They took it away. Interesting.
Yeah,
they're kind of forced.
No, I get it, but doesn't mean I like it.
She's not a fan at all.
No, I miss the visual. I mean, honestly, one of the reasons that I moved away from Remedy back in the day when I was a customer, because I don't know if I mentioned that, I was a customer at two different companies prior to coming into the partner space. And, you know, one of the reasons I loved it, because I was an enterprise process person. So I was able to have process people building workflows, not developers, because it was just a visual editor. That was the huge part of that and huge benefit when you have a bunch of process people that can nerd out on just, you know, putting that stuff out there. Whereas, you know, I think in Flow Designer, I don't know, it's not super complicated, but it's just not as intuitive either.
Well, Allison and I were talking about this in the last recording. We haven't published it yet. But it's funny that you just mentioned that, because on top of Flow Designer, there's Process Automation Designer, which is even supposed to be more friendly to those process people. But I went in there troubleshooting something for a demo for one of my team members, and it was an HR flow or HR case or HR playbook, sorry. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I am so lost about where is stuff happening. And like, I know ServiceNow backwards and forwards, but I finally found myself in Workflow Editor, and I was like, oh great, I'm never in here. I don't know what to do.
Well, and I think that's the challenge, right? Is as you start looking at that stuff, if it's not super intuitive, we're not much better than Remedy, right? I mean, when you start making everything a word editor that you're kind of going through and building out what looks like an old style test case, essentially, right? That's how Remedy's builder was. And that's the reason that I loved the general editor, because, you know, I could actually see things, where it's pointing, where it's going, where it's coming out of, what are my inputs and outputs, as opposed to reading a prose narrative of a use of a test case, what looked basically to me like a test case. So, yeah. But
well, now ServiceNow is moving like even beyond that. Like now they're touting the text to workflow AI kind of now assist. I'm kind of like, have you ever worked with anybody like the getting them to put into words what they want these flows to do is like we need 8 hours of workshops. I don't know how they're going to write a prompt to an AI engine to develop a workflow. But.
Well, that's what they're going to do is they're going to develop a different AI that you put in all of the narratives that people said, and it tries to come up with the prompt that you can then put into the workflow. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think the AI conversation is definitely interesting. You know, I love all the conversation about it, but man, when I look at the ecosystem, the customers, I don't know that 99% of them are ready for AI.
They're not.
So it's exciting to talk about. It's like utopia, but you know, when is utopia going to hit? I don't know.
I still don't understand it, and I work in tech. Well, Justin gets it. He teaches me things.
And I get the benefits of AI, right? I mean, we built one of the things that we built. We've got our sales product and our plan pay, but we also built an AI that we call Meeting Minder. And Howler is our persona.
I love it.
Yeah, you gotta get cheesy a little bit with me here.
Oh, yeah.
But what Meeting Minder does is it basically takes a call transcript, and if you don't have a transcript, it'll take the recording and transcribe it for you. But it essentially summarizes all of that, very similar to like a Copilot or something. But then we take that and we transcribe that into the system. So you could use it for PPM or SPM, sorry, to use the right acronyms now. But if you're a PM and you're using SPM, you could basically record all your calls and it'll do all your notes for you, plug it into the system, set up the next meetings, right? Do all of those things. We built that for our sales CRM so that, you know, sellers, they don't want to update CRM. So no, we can just have them literally record the call. We can flood that in there. And that way we've got an accurate CRM and they can keep selling and we can just do their job on the back end for them.
Your mouth to God's ears.
What's that?
your mouth to God's ears
I mean,
not updating CRM.
They do not want to update it, right? And no one really wants to do the menial tasks. So that's what it does, is you can select from that meeting. You basically select, you know, hey, I want a meeting summary. I want action items. I want next steps. I want blah, blah, blah. You can select what your output you want. And it goes through the transcript and spits all that out for us so we can throw it into a JSON into the CRM.
Nice.
So, you know, is it Andrew or Andy? I want to make sure I address you right.
It's Gally, Andrew, Andy, G Money.
Okay.
Whatever.
G Money. I'm going with G Money. All right.
Because he's J Money.
Because I'm J Money. Are you? But David gave me the name J Money. Yeah,
nice. So. I like to say it's the G Money took me back to high school because I was such a good basketball player, but that's really not it. It was my financial services days. So.
Gotcha. No, you just made me think of something. I should preface this with, I'm a fan and a proponent of using AI, but in the example you just gave, so meeting notes for PPM, pulling out next meeting, action items, stuff like that. I'm a big believer in that the exercise of reviewing meeting notes, pulling out the action items, is an intellectual activity into where you're becoming closer to the subject matter. You're becoming closer to what people need or want or what the outcomes of the meeting were supposed to be. Uh-huh. And I wonder if, like, and I'm just thinking about this now, this is fresh off my brain, is having AI do that kind of leaving you out of the loop as a person who's responsible for whatever that thing is, because you're not going through that intellectual exercise. It's like doing your spelling homework without writing out the letters and practicing the spelling, right? To bring it to like a grade school example. The act of writing it is what makes you remember it and understand it better. So
no, psychologically you're spot on, right? And I think the challenge is what we're telling folks is, hey, don't stop writing your notes, but we'll do your summary for you. You can still do your notes. And before we publish anything or take action, we'll give you the setting that says you can review it and verify it. But the problem is in sales situations or in project management meetings, you get in these meetings and your stream of consciousness, you're writing all this stuff down out of context. You know, you're just, oh, I need to write that. And you miss three other things while you're writing. So still take your notes. That's totally fine. But now what I'm telling you, you don't have to do is actually retype them into a different system so that we actually can keep track of it. We'll take the summarization for you. But you can still keep your paper notes. I mean, I have, you know, my notebooks that never get transcribed into anything.
Same, yeah.
So, you know, and I don't even know which notebook it's in from three meetings ago. But this way, if I take the important meetings, I can actually go ahead and put that in there.
Shameless plug.
Yes.
Hey, I am getting one. A buddy of mine's had one for years.
They are amazing.
I'm gonna work with them to do an integration to our sales CRM because there's so many sellers that love that thing too.
It's almost like it's remarkable or something.
Yeah, it's a bit remarkable. So, but no, I agree with you. There is something psychological to taking those notes, but there's also something psychological to saying I'm never going to transfer these anywhere.
Right.
So if I can take that part, I can save somebody some time.
That's a good point, because we went through it with the podcast here. Yeah. Allison knows this. I would, as I was editing, I'd sit there and write notes about topics. And I'd literally fill up a page or two of all the topics, and then I'd retype those up to put in our podcast notes. And now AI does it in less than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yes. Andy was like, do I need to prepare for this? I'm like, no, the topics are far and wide.
Yeah,
there's no preparation.
We won't show you my poor agendas.
Well, and the other thing about the AI, though, is it's pretty cost effective. You can run a recording through, and depending on what you're asking it, it may only cost 5 to 10 cents to process. So, I mean, it's pretty nominal from that perspective to be able to save a PM or a seller all that time. I mean, even if it's 20 minutes to retype my notes, it's worth 15 cents for me to go ahead and dump every piece of that, throw it in there, and then I just review it and I can make edits to it at that point if I want to. But it's all contextual and you know, I did it with a client as a test use case, And, you know, as we had the conversation, they're like, oh, it tells me that it's my responsibility to do this. I'm like, yeah, you can't hide from it now. Like, mm-hmm. the system told you that you signed up for that. So it becomes a little less subjective, too, in that manner.
May I ask a technical question? Is a selfish technical question?
If I can answer it, I'll.
Yeah, you may not be able to answer. Did you guys run into token limitations on those meeting recording transcripts with the length of them?
No, we haven't. I actually ran, I ran a 3.5 hour meeting through it and had no limitation issues.
Wow. That's amazing. Cause I tried doing something similar with an internal meeting recording and it would summarize up to a point, and then I realized I was exceeding the token limit. So it wasn't reading the entire document of the transcript. So, okay. Maybe I just need to go play with the settings.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I'm not the super uber technical AI guy, but I got a guy super bright, and he's knocked all that stuff out for me. I'm using Anthropic,
okay.
for the AI, but then for going to market with clients, we actually will connect to a proprietary backend so that it's secure. They're using it today for, you know, medical, you know, PHI and that type of stuff as well. So, you know, it can be pretty secured and make sure that you're not just opening up all your meetings out to the ether.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good public safety message to everybody here who's listening or watching is be careful of what you're submitting to your AI bots.
Yeah. Yeah. Use anonymous names and...
I always use Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, nice.
Every time.
See his big contract?
I just love Baker Mayfield.
He just got a nice $100 million contract.
I know. Justin, he's a football player.
Oh, yes, yes.
Justin doesn't do sports.
Justin, no sports at all?
No.
I'm a runner and a swimmer, and I watch the Olympics. That's it.
Okay. Excited for Paris?
And he gardens.
And I garden. What's that?
Excited for Paris?
Yes, I was watching like the trials and everything over the weekend. Yeah, because there's a bunch of, there was like running, swimming, and bicycling on this weekend. All getting ready for Paris, yeah.
Nice. The last time I was in Paris was right before the Tour de France. They had all the stuff set up and we were standing up on the arc looking over and they were doing like prep runs. That was pretty cool.
That would be cool.
But outside of that,
I
don't do much.
I'm amazed at the fans in Paris. Like when they show them going by and they're all like getting in the way or like doing stupid stuff. I'm just like, what is wrong with these Paris people?
I don't know. They didn't like us very much when we were there. So
really?
Did you speak French?
Yeah, I didn't speak any French. So
yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah. But I love
them. I went in college and they were all only... And they weren't really rude. They were just frustrated because we expected them to speak English.
Yeah.
And I would be like, Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Because my hotel was a block from there.
Nice. Well, if you looked up, you should have been able to see the Eiffel Tower.
Well, I could. But, you know, after you walk for 20 minutes and you're not even close,
yeah.
you just start asking.
That's true. No, that's true.
I think that was my experience in Manhattan for the first time because it was like... We're going to the, maybe it was Sears, not Sears Tower, that's Chicago.
Empire
State Building. And so I'm like looking at it, I'm like walking. I'm like, how, this thing looks like it's right there. But yeah. It's a hall.
No.
It's the same thing in Seattle with the Space Needle.
I've not been there.
Really?
No, I've not been to Seattle.
How has your wife not had you go to Seattle?
Probably because it's rainy. She only goes tropical.
Educational
places.
Purposes, though. There's lots of cool educational.
His
wife is a teacher.
Yeah. When she's in God school, she likes to be educational. When she's not, she likes to be tropical. But we are going to Scotland and Ireland.
So are we. When are you going?
June.
We're going in September.
Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah, we're going early June. I'm going to go play the old course. So,
are you going to St. Andrews?
We are. Yeah. Tell David to hitch a ride and be our fourth in the foursome.
He probably would. He'll be 50 in June, so.
Yeah. No.
Poor guy.
It'll be exciting. Justin, you're not going to play.
You couldn't convince me. There's no way. I grew up in Naples, Florida, which was surrounded by golf courses as a child, and just like I have no patience for them anymore. Just like, no more golf courses.
Nice.
I'm a really good passenger princess though on golf carts. I bring my Kindle and I get some mimosa and I'm good to go.
No, you gotta remember your carafe, your mimosa carafe.
Well, I put my carafe of mimosas in my Yeti because it fits. Nice. And then I have my Kindle. And David drives around, and I just read my book.
All right, so Justin, I have to ask about the birds behind you.
They were supposed to be penguins.
I thought they were
not
owls.
Penguins, owls. Sorry, I don't know where penguins came from.
Because of the name of our podcast.
Yeah, okay. Utterly Allison Podcast. All right. Yes. Where's your pillow, Allison? Is it there?
Well, we have the house Rory proof while we were out of town over the weekend, so it's over here. Because she won't tear those pillows up, but she tears up other pillows. So, but I have my ornament.
Aw.
Nice.
I forgot about the ornament. Yes, very nice.
All right. Yeah, now that you move your head to the side, I can see the owl. There you go.
Yes. I need to change it up.
It's a penguin.
I didn't say penguins either. But I guess they're birds, right?
Right before this call, I was on a call with Connor, who's one of our SCs. And he had on a shirt or a sweatshirt with, it looked like a penguin on it, but it was a bird that was hockey or something. And so I had penguins on the brain. So
like that's, ducks?
Probably.
Oh, no, what?
Pittsburgh penguins?
Huh? No. It said gibberish on it. So I don't know.
No.
I think it was just a sweatshirt.
Oh. Well, Andy, we do have to ask you one question we ask all of our people. What is your spirit animal?
Oh, my spirit animal. Because I am an otter
and he is an owl.
Oh. I mean, I guess, doesn't it have to be a wolf at this point?
I would hope so. I was trying to set you up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it has to be a wolf, which if you guys don't realize the palindrome here, flow wolf is flow backwards and forwards. So the wolf is just inherent in it.
Oh, I didn't notice that until now.
But the whole point of the company name is flow forwards and backwards.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would say I'm a good wolf, though. Not a werewolf, not a... You know, I don't try to be the alpha wolf or anything like that. You know,
you're a good pack animal.
I'm just a nice wolf.
And I'll call out that it's not wolf editor. It's just Flo. Not, you know, it's just wolf.
Yes. It's W-O-L-F, not W-O-O-F.
I know. I'm from Oklahoma. We say wolf. Wolf. Like woof woof instead of wolf.
That's right. Yes, my.
I really focus on the L. Wolf.
My spirit cool animal idea. Will be a wolf now. Yes. Not a wolf in sheep's clothing or anything like that. So I have to ask. Obviously, then you ask me, what's your guys?
I'm the otter.
You're the otter.
That's my otters.
And that's mine,
the
owl.
Okay, I get the owl. I didn't know if you guys shared a spirit animal.
No.
Well.
Justin took a quiz.
Oh.
I took a quiz years ago because I worked for a Native American casino and we were told we were going to do a totem thing. And I thought that meant I got to pick an animal. So I got excited and did research to be told I could be one of these other five.
So are you guys, and I know we're close to time here or at time. Are you fans of the movie Couples Retreat?
Yes.
So
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, it's eating it.
You got to get your spirit animal from that movie right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Is it a rom-com?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's who is it?
There's a lot of
Vince Vaughn.
Oh, I love Vince Vaughn.
The guy, the Star Wars guy that runs all the Star Wars. He's in all the Vince Vaughn movies.
I haven't seen Star Wars, so I'm not.
Oh, sorry. No, he's more of a producer of all the new Star Wars.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
I know here. No, he's Marvel.
Well, he's in Marvel, but he actually helps produce all the Star Wars stuff, too.
John.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
All the new Star Wars stuff. Mandalorian. Yeah. And, John.
Favreau.
Favreau.
Yeah.
So him and there's a good cast. It's Jason Bateman.
It's fine.
Great cast of people, but they actually explore this whole thing where they come up with what is their couple spirit animal. So
yeah.
Oh gosh. We need a couple spirit animal, Allison. Okay. Don't tell David.
Okay, I won't. I mean, I'm really bad at coming up with names that have innuendos that I'm unaware of.
Oh god, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I'm...
We should say that for offline.
Yeah.
Edit that part out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you for coming, Andy.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. So much. And Justin, nice to meet you. You know, hopefully we'll, when we're out at Knowledge, we'll get to meet in person or something like that too.
Yeah, and that'd be great.
Yeah, we
can do a live episode.
What is it?
Yeah.
We can do a live episode.
Yeah, there we go.
I've only got two mics, though. I have to get another mic.
I'll bring one with me. I'm sure somebody will be giving one away as a freebie.
You're probably right.
They can't give away swag anymore.
Well, that's right. It's a green event now.
It's a green knowledge.
Yeah, you're only supposed to be able to give prizes that you can ship to people.
Yeah, which I kind of like.
It is a lot to bring back with you on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
But yeah, nice to meet you. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well.
For having me, Allison, no. Always a pleasure. One of my favorite of all time. And, you know, I look forward to having further conversations, seeing you guys, helping customers move forward, but also just staying in touch with good people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely check out Flow Wolf now too. So you might be hearing from me outside of this.
Yeah. Take a look. You know what? You guys should use Sales One as your CRM CPQ.
If only ServiceNow didn't have their own.
I know.
They don't.
Now.
They don't. It's not baked.
The alpha version's out, I guess.
Yeah, so. It's not baked. We're so far ahead of them. They just need to buy ours and move on.
There you go. Yeah. Let Andy have his billions.
That's right. I don't even need it. It doesn't have to be a B. You know.
A couple hundred mil.
Right. Just a couple million. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it was very nice meeting you. And yeah, I do look forward to future conversations. And I'm being sincere, Allison is she's a fan of Andy. So she's brought you up several times on the podcast. So hopefully you become a fan of the podcast.
Absolutely. No, I will definitely tag in and be an active listener.
Awesome.
All right. Well, don't log off till your upload completes.
Oh, yes. Thank you for remembering that. Just when we hit end, you'll see it. It'll start uploading or finish uploading.
Got it.
Yeah. Because otherwise it'll scrap the whole thing.
I will.
And we'll have to do it all over again.
I will hold till upload complete then. That's
It won't take long, I promise.
Oh, yeah, good.
It takes like 3 seconds.
Cool. Thank you both. Have a great rest of your week.
All right, you too. Take care.
All right, take care.